My guest at this time is Florida Republican Congressman Cliff Stearns. He's joined us a number of times to talk about the investigation his Energy and Commerce Subcommittee led into the failed Solyndra loan program that cost taxpayers some $535 million. In recent days, the subcommittee and full committee have passed its report along to the public as well as officials across Washington. And we also want to talk with the congressman about his legislation, which is called the No More Solyndras Act. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Greg, glad for the invitation, and thank you.
Absolutely. One of the things that I know was a focal point of the committee was the fact that when the loan program was set up, the taxpayers were supposed to be the first ones reimbursed, and it certainly did not turn out that way. What did your report uncover as to why that was the case?
What we found is that the Energy Policy Act of 2005 was pretty explicit. It said you could not subordinate taxpayers' money to outside groups. What happened is, as Solyndra got into difficulties, financial difficulties, and was heading towards bankruptcy, the Department of Energy tried to find a way around to save this company. And what they did is they brought in two outside hedge funds, particularly the one Argonaut, which was owned, operated by George Kaiser, who was a contributor to the Obama campaign in 2008, and they let these two hedge funds take priority over the $535 million of taxpayers' money against the law, in my opinion. Now, we had the Secretary of Energy, Chu, testify that he thought he had the legal right to do it, but in my opinion, he did not, so that our new No More Solyndra legislation we passed out of the Energy and Commerce last week makes it explicitly clear that you not only can't do it, but there'll be fines, civil penalties, and the people will have to resign.
And where is that legislation at present? Is that headed to the House floor sometime soon?
Yes. I think we have an agreement with our leadership to have it on the House floor in September for a final vote. You know, this particular bill that passed out of the Energy and Commerce did have bipartisan support. I mean, it had some support for some of the amendments and so forth, but I think, in general, this bill, unfortunately, because the Senate is controlled by the Democrats and Senator Harry Reid of Nevada, it probably will not get an opportunity to be voted on in the Senate in the fall.
We're talking with Florida Congressman Cliff Stearns, who chairs the Energy and Commerce Subcommittee on Investigations and has been a major player in getting to the bottom of what happened with taxpayer dollars at Solyndra. And, sir, elsewhere in this report, one of the things that was striking to a lot of people, I know, is how the voluntary investors in Solyndra were actually surprised at the amount of money the government kept putting towards this loan program. What did you make of their surprise that more money was following what they considered to be not necessarily the strongest investment at that point, where they were at the point where they were hoping they might get their money back?
Well, I think you're probably alluding to the fact that we have emails when we subpoenaed the White House back in November. Some of the emails and emails before that indicated that the people at Solyndra, and including the White House, thought the government could be a bank for Solyndra in case it ran into problems. And I think the private investors, they also thought that ultimately the government would bail this out and they'd get their money back. But it became apparent that from the very get-go that the Department of Energy loan officers, as well as OMB, the Department of Treasury, all had warning signals with emails that showed Solyndra was not only going to go bankrupt, but it was predicted to go 2 years out when it would go bankrupt. So the prophecy by the government staff was remarkable, yet the administration, particularly the White House, continued to push this and hoping that they could make it go. And it's one thing I think a lot of people don't realize, that the Obama administration had set up a company called Prologis. This is a company that has worldwide, probably has assets about $22 billion, and they have a lot of buildings, commercial buildings, with flat roofs. They were going to give a large sum of money to Prologis to buy sole source the solar panels from Solyndra to try and bail them out. But Solyndra went in the tank before they could get this procurement out to Prologis, which is another, really, a failing of this whole operation, that the government is using taxpayers' money to make winners and losers and use it at the expense of good, shall we say, marketing as well as accounting principles.
Congressman, you talked about your legislation that is designed to make sure that taxpayers are the first ones to get reimbursed. What about loan programs like this in general? You obviously have just told us what you saw as the flaws in the approach here, but going forward, you obviously don't necessarily know which ones are ultimately going to succeed and which ones are going to fail, although there were certainly some red flags in the case of Solyndra. But what's a more responsible way to go forward on this?
Well, under the No More Solyndra Act, we phase out the Department of Energy's flawed loan guarantee program, which is under Title 17 of the Energy Policy Act. And we provide taxpayers, I believe, strong new protections for any pending participants in the program. We say particularly that they have to consult with the Department of Treasury, who issues a check to the Department of Energy, who in turn gives it to the company. That Department of Treasury has to be more intimately involved and has to get a reporting of the, shall we say, financial ability of this company to succeed in the free market. Now, obviously, I think a lot of us feel that this home loan guarantee program is a opportunity for waste and, shall we say, uneventful, successful operations, because it's based upon man trying to push an agenda, which in this case, the president wants to push clean energy, but clean energy can be done in a competitive market. But if you give taxpayers money out at this amount over a period of time and you send all these red flags, you continue to push it, then it's obviously that you're putting taxpayers' money at risk.
The president, in his most recent State of the Union, sort of acknowledged that Solyndra was not a good investment, but he certainly made it clear that he planned to keep going in that direction. Obviously, your legislation would stint that, but what do you make of the fact that he is not deterred by what he saw at Solyndra and elsewhere?
Well, the five loan guarantees, three of them have gone bankrupt. I think that should be a flag to him, just like it was flagged to the Department of Energy employees. Unfortunately, Craig, the president is on an ideological mission to eliminate all fossil fuels in our economy. Now, to do that, he's going to replace it with wind turbines and sun panels and also lithium batteries. But we have a surplus of gas in this country, and the gas is so cheap. We have a huge amount of coal reserves that we can burn, I think, cleanly. And plus, we have, through the oil sands in Wyoming and North Dakota and South Dakota, as well as ANWR up in Alaska, we have an opportunity to be self-sufficient, just like Canada, and to ultimately be an exporter of energy to other countries, which would invigorate the economy. So the president's whole policy of trying to transform this country from fossil fuels into green energy is a mistake. It should be done by the market. And we have so many resources in this country, like Canada, that we could be an exporter and not an importer of fossil fuels.
Congressman, we'll be watching the fate of your legislation on the House floor and beyond. And as always, we thank you for your time very much.
Thank you.
Florida Republican Congressman Cliff Stearns, member of the House Energy and Commerce Committee and chairman of its investigation subcommittee, which has done a great deal of work looking into the failure of Solyndra, as well as the allotment of hundreds of millions of dollars of taxpayer money that went into Solyndra and other failed firms. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.